Welcome back, everyone. Ready for another deep dive?
Always excited to dig into the latest tech happenings.
This time, we're all about unpacking the news that really matters to you.
Not just what happened, but why it matters.
Right. We've got super fast routers, diamonds holding tons of the data, even making your Raspberry Pi faster.
It's fascinating, you know, how this news shows how tech's always balancing, pushing boundaries, and supporting what's already out there.
Yeah. Cutting-edge stuff alongside updates for systems like over a decade old.
Exactly.
It's a tech time warp, for sure. But let's start with staying connected, you know, while we're on the go.
On the go, yeah.
NETGEAR's just released this Nighthawk M3 mobile hotspot router.
The Nighthawk?
Promising, like, crazy fast 5G speeds.
Blazing fast. Up to 2.5 Gbps, they say.
It's not just about, like, quickly downloading files, though, right?
This Nighthawk M3 with Wi-Fi 6 connecting 32 devices at once, it's like a whole new level of mobile connectivity.
Yeah.
Lag-free gaming, maybe?
Oh, wow.
Super high-quality video calls?
Uh-huh.
Even VR, all while you're moving around.
That's wild. That's like having your own super-fast Wi-Fi anywhere.
Your own personal network, wherever you go.
And, like, 13 hours of battery life.
Yeah.
Work remotely from, I don't know, anywhere.
Certainly anywhere, yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But, you know, not everyone's ready for 5G just yet. What about those folks?
You're right. Not everyone needs the newest tech.
Yeah.
And that's where I think Synology and QNAP really stand out.
Okay.
Their commitment to older systems, it's really noteworthy.
Supporting those legacy systems.
Exactly. Synology, they're patching their end-of-life DSM 6.2 operating system.
Wow.
Addressing vulnerabilities that could, you know, put users at risk.
So even though it was supposed to stop getting updates, like, back in October 24.
That's right. October 2024, it was end of life.
They're still updating it. And other versions too, right?
Yeah. BStation OS DSM 7.
What's the reason for that? I mean, is it just about security?
Security is a big part, for sure.
Yeah.
Protecting user data is huge. But it's also about respecting the investment people have made in these devices.
Right.
Imagine having to replace your whole NAS system just because the software is not supported anymore.
Expensive.
Very costly. Yeah. And wasteful.
Yeah, totally. It's like getting your old vintage car serviced.
Yeah, I like that analogy.
You want to keep it running smoothly and safely.
Absolutely.
QNAP is also doing their part, right? Mm-hmm. They're releasing an update for their QTS 4.5.4 operating system. That came out in 2014?
2014, that's a long time ago in tech years.
Right, and this update, again, it's all about security improvements.
It makes you wonder, in a world obsessed with the next big thing, why are these companies investing in systems that, you know, many consider obsolete?
Right, it's kind of going against the grain.
It really challenges that constant upgrade cycle, supporting older systems. It's about sustainability.
Yeah.
Making sure those who can't upgrade or choose not to, they're not left vulnerable.
It's a responsible innovation, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Not just chasing the newest, shiniest object.
It's giving users a choice. Peace of mind, knowing their systems, no matter how old, are still protected.
Security and choice, important principles.
But, you know, on the other side, Synology's making big moves in the enterprise market, too.
Synology's aiming high, that's for sure.
They appointed James Chen as CEO of their U.S. subsidiary.
And he's got big plans.
Ambitious plans to, like, take on the giants.
Head-to-head with companies like Veeam.
Yeah. So they've built a solid reputation with consumers and small businesses, right? With data protection solutions.
That's their foundation.
But now they're going after those bigger enterprises.
Trying to become a major player in the data security world.
So Chen's strategy has like three main parts, right?
Three prongs to his approach, yeah.
New products, expanding their sales, and better services.
Sounds like a comprehensive plan.
And one of the highlights is this new Active Protect line. Backup appliances for large enterprises. What's so special about these?
They're going for comprehensive and scalable data protection.
Comprehensive, okay.
From your personal devices to servers, even cloud services like Microsoft 365, Google Workspace.
Wow.
Active Protect wants to cover it all.
So it's like no matter what happens, your data is safe.
Secure and accessible.
That peace of mind is like priceless these days.
Especially in a world where data is everything.
Speaking of security, there's this concerning zero-day vulnerability in Windows Server 2012 and 2012 R2.
Uh-oh.
It lets attackers bypass this security check called Mark of the Web.
Mark of the web or Mott W for
on W, right. And this can happen even on systems that have those extended security updates.
That's a problem. So for those who don't know, the Mott W is like the safety feature.
Oh, okay.
It warns you about potentially dangerous files you download from the internet.
So this vulnerability, it's a big deal.
Zero-day vulnerabilities are always dangerous, you see, because they exploit flaws that no one knows about yet.
No one knows about.
So systems are left exposed until a patch is developed. Microsoft hasn't released an official fix yet, but across security, they've provided an unofficial patch through their Zero Patch project.
At least there's a temporary solution.
For now, yes.
But it really highlights the risks of running outdated software, even if you think you're keeping it updated.
Right, it's a good reminder.
Okay, get ready for this. Researchers have figured out how to use diamonds to store data.
Diamonds? That's interesting.
And we're not talking gigabytes here.
How much then?
We're talking 1.85 terabytes per cubic centimeter.
Wow, that's denser than most hard drives.
Denser than most hard drives, yeah.
How do they do that?
So they've successfully encoded data onto a diamond chip. It uses nitrogen vacancy centers, which are super stable.
I see.
Meaning that data can be preserved for like crazy long periods.
For a very long time, yeah.
Even at high temperatures.
Diamonds are known for their durability, so that makes sense.
And get this. They encoded the world's first time-lapse photograph, you know, Edward Muge's galloping horses from 1878 onto a diamond chip.
That's pretty cool.
Each frame was stored in a space smaller than a human hair. Could this be the future of data storage? Or is it just a cool lab experiment?
It's definitely promising. Diamonds are incredibly durable, and this tech could lead to data storage that lasts for centuries.
Centuries?
Imagine libraries and museums preserving their collections practically forever.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, cost has got to be a factor, right?
Of course. Cost and scalability are big hurdles right now, before this becomes mainstream. But like any new tech, the cost is likely to come down over time.
As research goes on, right?
Right. Research progresses, production gets better, prices usually follow.
It's like, you know, those early computers that took up whole rooms.
Yeah, the massive mainframes.
And only a few people could use them.
Now we carry incredibly powerful computers in our pockets.
Right. So diamond storage might seem futuristic now, but maybe not so crazy to imagine it becoming more common in the future.
The future of data storage could be very sparkly indeed.
Now let's bring things back down to earth a bit. Back to the Raspberry Pi.
Yes, the Raspberry Pi.
Even with all this, you know, mind-blowing tech, it's great to see the Raspberry Pi keep evolving.
A platform that's accessible, versatile, and always evolving. I like that.
Absolutely. And the latest news is all about speed.
Even faster Raspberry Pis. Tell me more.
They've optimized RAM timing. And they have a new memory organization that's boosted performance significantly.
Significantly? How did they do that? New hardware?
No, this was all done through software optimizations. They improved memory refresh rates, which especially helps the AGB model.
Okay.
And they also implemented this thing called fake NUMA, which basically makes memory access more parallel.
Interesting. For those who aren't deep into the technical side of things, what does all that actually mean for someone using a Raspberry Pi 5?
It means they can handle more demanding tasks.
Mm.
It opens up new possibilities for their projects.
So smoother multitasking, faster processing, overall a more powerful experience, and all without any hardware changes.
Yeah, all without touching the hardware.
That's impressive.
How much faster are we talking about?
Benchmark tests have shown like up to a 32% increase in multi-core performance.
32%? That's a big jump.
Especially for a device that's already known for being affordable and versatile.
This is exciting news for Raspberry Pi fans and makers,
right? It's like a free upgrade.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Speaking of upgrades, do you think we can push the performance even further?
Well, you could try overclocking, but, you know, approach that with caution.
Yeah, overclocking's not for everyone.
You need to know what you're doing and be aware of the risks.
Definitely. But I think we've got plenty more ground to cover in this deep dive.
Overclocking, yeah. It can void warranties, potentially damage your device.
Right.
But speaking of potential damage, let's go back to that Windows Server vulnerability for a sec.
Heck, that's a serious one.
Could have big consequences for businesses still running those older systems.
Definitely a cause for concern.
Yeah.
We talked about how attackers could bypass that mark of the web thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
That safety feature, warning about risky downloads. But what can people do, even if they haven't upgraded yet, to, like, minimize the risk?
Tough spot to be in, for sure.
Yeah.
Their first priority should be applying that unofficial patch from across security.
Right.
at least while they wait for an official fix from Microsoft.
Makes sense.
Not ideal, but better than nothing.
Definitely.
And they should really beef up their security measures, too.
Like what kind of things?
Firewalls, intrusion detection systems, anything to help protect their networks.
Good point. It's a good reminder that security, it's not just a one-time thing.
It's ongoing, yeah.
You got to keep at it. Okay, let's switch gears for a bit.
Sure.
Back to those data storing diamonds. It's just like blows my mind.
It's a wild concept, isn't it?
Storing information on something as tough as a diamond.
It really captures the imagination.
And the researchers actually went and encoded, you know, the world's first time-lapse photograph onto a diamond chip.
Edward Muybridge's Galloping Horses, right?
That's the one from 1878. Each frame was stored in a space, get this, smaller than the width of a human hair.
It's remarkable the level of precision they achieve.
It really makes you wonder, what else can we do with this? What are the real world uses?
Beyond just preserving historical artifacts, you mean?
Yeah. Like, could we see diamond hard drives in our laptops someday?
It's not impossible. Think about it. Never losing your photos or videos again.
Wow.
Because they're stored on something practically indestructible.
No more worrying about hard drive crashes. Data corruption. But I mean, diamonds aren't exactly cheap.
That's the catch, right?
Yeah.
The technology's still early. Producing diamond chips for mass storage, that's going to be expensive.
Definitely.
But like we've seen with other tech, as research progresses, production methods improve, the costs will likely come down.
Just like those early computers again.
Huge expensive, only for a select few.
Now we've got powerful computers in our pockets. So diamond storage might seem like sci-fi right now, but maybe it's not so far-fetched.
The future of data storage could be pretty dazzling.
Speaking of handling lots of data, let's go back to that Netgear Nighthawk M3 mobile hotspot router.
The Nighthawk, yeah.
We talked about its speed and how many things you can connect, but it's got some serious processing power, too.
It's not just a pretty face. It's got brains, too.
Exactly. It uses the Qualcomm Snapdragon SDX62 mobile platform.
A chipset designed for high performance and power efficiency.
Right. That's what lets it support all those demanding things.
Streaming, high-quality video, online gaming, all with multiple devices connected.
So it's not just about raw speed. It's about handling all the stuff we do online.
It's about meeting the ever-increasing demands of our digital lives.
And it's mobile. So you can take it anywhere. It's pretty amazing how far mobile technology has come.
It's remarkable to think about.
Just a few years ago, this kind of performance in a portable device would have been unthinkable.
It's like having a mini data center in your backpack.
That's a great way to put it. But, you know, with all this focus on the latest and greatest tech, we have to think about the environmental impact, too.
Absolutely. We can't ignore that.
All these upgrades, all this new stuff.
It leads to e-waste.
Right. And that's a growing problem.
We can't just keep consuming new technology without considering the consequences.
It's got to be a shared responsibility.
Definitely.
Manufacturers, they need to think about durability.
And recyclability. Design products with those things in mind.
And we, as consumers, we need to make smart choices.
When to upgrade. How to dispose of old devices.
It's all about finding that balance, isn't it?
Between embracing innovation and being responsible stewards of our planet.
Exactly. And speaking of responsibility, it's good to see companies like Synology and QNAP, you know, supporting those legacy systems.
It shows a commitment to their customers, for sure.
Acknowledging that not everyone can keep upgrading all the time.
It's a refreshing change in an industry that often seems obsessed with the newest thing.
It's a reminder that value and innovation, they're not always the same thing.
Sometimes the most valuable thing is just providing reliable support and security for the products people already have.
Well said. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling a bit overloaded with all this tech talk.
It's a lot to process.
Maybe we should revisit that Raspberry Pi performance boost one last time.
Sure, a bit of Raspberry Pi positivity to end on.
What's striking is that this little affordable device can now handle all these demanding tasks.
All thanks to some clever software tweaks.
It really does make technology more accessible.
Puts powerful tools in the hands of anyone who wants to learn and experiment.
With this performance boost, who knows what people will create?
It's exciting to think about.
The Raspberry Pi's already helped so many people bring their ideas to life.
Makers, educators, hobbyists.
And now, with this boost, it's like the only limit is their imagination. It really does make you think.
You thought the pace of change, yeah.
The choices we make.
And, you know, the responsibility that comes with all this tech.
It's a lot to take in, but that's kind of what we do here, right?
Yeah, we try to break it down, make sense of it all.
And hopefully get people thinking.
spark some interesting thoughts.
Exactly. And I think the biggest takeaway from this deep dive is, you know, it's not all about the next big thing.
Right.
It's about finding that balance.
Balance between pushing the limits and supporting what's already out there.
Yeah, exactly.
The excitement of innovation, but also the need for sustainability. Embracing the future, but not leaving anyone behind.
Well said. Now, we want to hear from you. What really stood out to you? What are your thoughts on, I don't know, those data storing diamonds?
Or the rise of 5G.
Or maybe the whole, you know, supporting older systems thing.
Head over to our website, our social media, share your thoughts.
We love hearing from you.
We learn from each other.
Because these deep dives, they're a two-way street.
Absolutely.
We're all figuring this out together.
Navigating the world of tech.
And who knows, maybe your ideas will spark the next big thing.
That's what's so great about technology, full of surprises, challenges, and endless possibilities.
And we're excited to explore it all with you, one deep dive at a time.
One deep dive at a time.
Thanks for joining us. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning.
And keep those aha moments coming.
See you next time.